Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
I was talking to a friend on Saturday. Have you seen the movie Beethoven?
Oh, yeah. As a kid, there's like seven of them, I think.
But the Beethoven 2, 3, 4, did it change dogs and kind of change gears with Beethoven 2? Because for this girl I was talking to, this friend of mine, that was the movie when she was a kid that she watched over and over and over in her house. It was Beethoven. That was the movie they loved. That was their go-to movie. It was Beethoven.
I remember Beethoven, Beethoven's second, Beethoven's third, Beethoven's fourth, Beethoven's fifth. There was Beethoven's Big Break.
Oh, my gosh.
There's Beethoven's Christmas Adventure.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There's, like, so many Beethovens. So many Beethovens. I remember the original 100%.
When did the first Beethoven came out?
It was, like, in the 90s. I remember, like, maybe, like, mid to early 90s, early to mid 90s. I would say, like, 93, 94, maybe.
Oh, 92.
92.
92.
Okay.
92. It's funny, too, because the girl that I was talking to is younger than me. And so I felt like maybe the Beethoven wasn't in the theaters appealing to me at the time. Maybe I went to see Wayne's World instead of Beethoven. So that's why. Because I don't think I ever saw Beethoven.
What was not appealing? It was a giant dog that wreaked havoc on the family. It was so sweet. The guy, the dad, what was his name? The actor. He was like one of those guys, you saw him in everything. Charles something.
Oh, I see him.
And you saw him in every movie, but I never really knew his
curmudgeon-y
name.
A little bit?
Yeah. Love that guy.
Charles.
The Beethoven movies were great.
Non-Google, who was the dad? Charles what? Didn't he have a talk show, too, at some point?
Charles Grambling, or I can't remember. Charles Grassley.
No. I see his face.
I know.
Ramsey? Charles Ramsey?
Charles Ramsey.
No, that's the chief of police. In
Charlie
DC.
And the Chocolate Factory. Can I Google it?
No, non-Google. It'll come to us. What was the movie that you watched over and over as a kid in your house?
Oh, man. So many. I destroyed movies. I would watch a movie. I'd get obsessed with it. And then I would just watch it over and over and over again. What is it for you that you would watch over and over and over again? The first one I can think of is Wizard of Oz. Like, just whenever it would come on, I'd always watch that. But the one that really sticks out is probably The Karate Kid. I love The Karate Kid. I watched it. I still watch it.
Original Karate Kid, right?
I still watch it. If it's on TV, I will watch it. I love The Karate Kid. That was, I thought, a great movie.
You know, the Barrett Jackson Auto Auction was here in town, and the old school, like, 1950s Chevy that Mr. Miyagi and the Karate Kid drove around in?
The yellow one?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That was there
that
in the auction.
Because
they cut out some Mr. Miyagi and the Karate Kid in the back
of
it. The actual original one from the movie.
That
you could own it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I
could
love
have been yours.
That car. I will never forget when Mr. Miyagi took him out there and he goes, choose. And he's like, oh, no. No. Choose. Mr. Miyagi, I can't believe this is happening. I remember. I watched that movie.
That car was here in town.
Oh, that's so amazing. We just got a text. Charles Grodin. Grodin is his name. Also, I can watch The Goonies all day, every day. Home Alone on here. And yeah, lots of Charles Grodin calls. Let's talk to Rosie. Rosie, what's the movie that you watched over and over and over again?
It was a movie called Willow.
Willow. That's ringing a bell. What was it about?
It was back in like medieval times, and he was like a dwarf, and he had a little dwarf family, and he fought to save his kids, and it was a cute movie, but it was also exciting.
I just looked it up. It was George Lucas and Ron Howard were behind it. Val Kilmer also in it.
I like it. Let's rephrase this. What's the movie you destroyed as a kid, as you put it earlier? You just watched it over and over, and you just wrecked that movie because you watched it so much.
Did you have one?
It, for me, because it was in our house, it was Three Amigos.
Oh, man. What was that? They did something with their
amigos.
Their hips.
At the end, when they had to take down El Jefe and they turned to the villagers, they're like, what skill do you have? Everyone has a skill. And like, we can sew. Like, we can use that to our advantage then. Well, and they end up sewing everyone to dress up like the Three Amigos.
See, I never seen the movie.
No!
I know. I've never seen
it. And
the,
when they have to they have to find the invisible singing bush, and they end up killing the invisible singing bush.
I think I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I've never sat down and watched the entire movie.
For some reason, my dad had it on VHS. I don't know why, so we just always put it in and watched it.
Really?
Yes.
Does it stand the test of time if I go back and watch
it now? Yeah, it's funny. It's good.
Let's talk to Craig. Craig, what's the movie that you just destroyed? You watched it over and over again.
Oh, my God. All the Rocky movies, I drive my wife crazy. She's like, you're watching this again? I had to watch it 100 times, see every one.
It's so funny with the Rocky movies. I didn't come in on the Rocky franchise until Rocky IV. The first Rocky movie I saw was when Rocky battled the Russian. And I just thought it was so great.
Yes.
I was like, we got to go back and
watch the prequels.
So I tried to watch the first one. I was so bored. I was like, no, I thought it only got good at two and three. But now that I look back as an adult, I'm like, okay, one was really good. I just didn't appreciate it.
But we were kids too. So one was, I was the same way. One didn't do anything for me. It was dark and grainy. I didn't like it. It was when he gets, you're fighting Dolph Lundgren. What was his name? Drago?
Drago.
Yeah,
Drago. Ivan Drago. Let's talk to Julie. Julie, what is the movie that you absolutely destroyed?
Well, I can't believe no one has said this yet. Princess Bride.
That was my other one. I kid you not, Julie. I know every line from that movie. That is the best movie ever.
It is. It was the one we always went to. If you were homesick, that's the movie you had to watch.
Okay, Julie, Mercedes, there's rumblings that they're going to remake that movie. Should they touch that movie or just let it be?
I think let it be. What do you
think? Let it be. Yeah,
Who even plays the roles? Who's Buttercup? Like, who do you... No one could do those roles justice.
And Andre the Giant was in that, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then... Inigo Montoya. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Like, there's so many quotable quotes from that movie. It's so good. Let's talk to Carla. Carla, what's the movie that you absolutely destroyed?
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. I'm assuming the cartoon version, right?
Yeah, the cartoon version. Every time we had family gatherings and they wanted to watch a movie, I would just grab you and be like, we have to watch this one. All my kids hated going to my house because that's the only movie we had to watch.
That one, and like The Little Mermaid was always on at my house too. Flash Gordon, we're getting from Gabe.
Flash Gordon.
Original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Oh my gosh, I've watched that one so many times. Grease.
Grease, yeah.
Lots of Grease. Oh my gosh. And then Dirty Dancing and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Those are Aladdin, Annie, Spaceballs, Back to the Future, Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh man, that is I love that one. Just the ending of that movie.
See, that's another one I've never watched the whole thing of. I just remember the dogs.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
Yes, I totally remember that.
I'm looking to see if we still have some.
My kids killed Frozen. Oh my gosh, I cannot watch Frozen one more time. It's like.
Frozen 2 is coming out, what, in November?
Oh my gosh. Is this from Frozen 2?
No! The
dogs. Can you imagine Elsa singing this?
And she fakes her own death. You know the concept of Eddie and the Cruisers, right? He fakes his own death.
Yes.
And then he ends up being discovered by a Rolling Stone type reporter that he's still alive. And she encourages him to start performing again, and he does, but under another name, and people are going crazy for him. And so at the end, he's going around introducing the band, and it gets up to him. And instead of using the fake name, he pauses and he looks and he goes, "Me? I'm Eddie Wilson."
No way. Place, suspected it at all. What a bunch of dummies. I never knew that was the premise of the movie.
Yes.
I thought he was just like out in hiding somewhere.
No, they thought he was dead. It'd be like Prince. Like Prince coming back and he's performing. Like, that looks like Prince. Like, no, I just look like the guy.
Oh, that's ridiculous. People are not that dumb.
It's the 80s.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.